Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have no fear. The Higgity I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here on today's brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Barbie, the controversy can't stop, won't stop over Barbie. Ken got nominated, but Barbie didn't. I break that down. Plus, the Super Bowl is set. My homeboy versus the good Christian, George the Animal, Kittle, Debo Samuels, and Brock Purdy. It's the Chiefs versus the 49ers. They're running it back. And the NBA scoring, is it good for the league? Is it bad for the league? Does defense exist in the NBA? All that and more in a hard-hitting, high-flying. Oh, yeah, we're flying high. Hard-hitting, high-flying, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, start this puppy up with some real nice, start this puppy up with some real loud, but most importantly, start this beautiful, banging, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's go. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggity boom. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling real good. Hope everybody's feeling real safe. Hope everybody is feeling real sane. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, and this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb. Really in the Gloom Tomb. I really hope everybody's feeling real good. I really hope everybody is feeling real safe. I hope everybody's chilling. Hope everybody's feeling good. And this is a jam-packed I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast as we head into the last morsels January 2024, 1 month, boom, down the drain. January 2024, boom, came and went. It's happening. It is happening, folks. We are here in the year 2024. Would love to hear what all the psychics, love to hear what all the ghosts, love to hear what all the predictors and predictions. Pisces, Gemini, where is Cleo when you need her? Because the table is being set. The table is being set. And the table is set with the NFL. Watched great games the other day. You know, I got to be honest, that fucking Mahomes boy and that fucking Travis Kelce, even though Taylor Swift, you are bringing so much to the party. You are bringing so much to the party. And I met Taylor once. Everybody knows this. Very, very nice. I don't think Taylor Swift can't be nice. But she brings a lot to the fucking show, man. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes boy, or Patrick Mahomes boy and Travis Kelce are back to the big dance. They duked it out with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. And I got to be honest, I like both teams. I'm not emotionally involved with both teams. Love Lamar, family member, fantasy football family member. Love my homeboy, fantasy football family member. And how could you not love my homeboy? Although it's starting to get tough. He's that good. He's one of those guys who's that good that you just root against him because he's that good. Of course, Travis Kelce and all the Swifties, no disrespect. Don't want any trouble with the Swifties. Don't want any problem with those Swifties. Got enough beefs going on across the globe. But they outlasted Lamar and the Ravens. And the Detroit Lions, who I was kind of rooting for, but I love McCaffrey. I love Debo. How could you not love McCaffrey? He's sick. Debo is sick. George the Animal, sick. Brock Purdy, sick. It's not like the old days of the San Francisco 49ers where I fucking couldn't stand them. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, when they would play against the Giants. They would kick the Giants' ass until we finally got them. Oh, I'll never forget that fateful day in 1989 where Jim Burt, the great John Madden, I believe he was on the call, and Jim Burt got a hold of Joe Montana. Oh, that was a great, great afternoon in January. Oh, yeah. But here we are with the Christian McCaffrey, Debo Sanders, George Animal Kittle, Detroit Lions, is rooting for them, Jared Goff, friend of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, Jahmyr Gibbs. Is he a family member? He showed up, but he showed up a little bit late. Dan Campbell, you had the fucking reins on him in the beginning of the season, and that fucked me up in fantasy football. It's not about me. It's not about me. I kind of say I was rooting for the Lions, but like I said, I wasn't emotionally involved. Miles Davis, Bleach Brothers, Dust Brothers production, longtime fan of the 49ers. So I was happy for him. So we're running it back. We got the 49ers versus Patrick Mahomes boy, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and all her Swifties in Vegas. It's going to be a great Super Bowl. I got to give the nose to the Chiefs. Sorry, because just Mahomes boy is that fucking dude, man. He's that fucking dude, but there's a lot of dude. It's going to be a great Super Bowl. Usher's going to be up there doing his thing. I'm looking forward to it. It's in Vegas. It's going to be exciting. The fans will love it. It's going to be a lot of money made in Vegas. A lot of bad decisions made in Vegas. And it was a great NFL season. Not so great fantasy football season for me. But here we are. But here we are. I'm excited about that. The NBA is the NBA fantastic or is the NBA out of control? Can anybody get a stop in the NBA? It used to be like a big deal to get 40 points. There's some guy, I don't know who he is, random guy. I think he was on OKC, not Shai Gilgeous. Maybe he was on Memphis or some team was like, this guy had 43 points. Even the announcers were like, everybody got 43 points. And these guys are talented. I don't want to sound like, you know, one of these old dudes. Joel Embiid scored 73 points the next night. Joel Embiid scored 70 the next night. Luka, affectionately, scored 70. Devin Booker seems like he could score 40 whenever he wants. He scored 46, 64, 44. Karl Anthony Towns scored 63. It's been insane. And obviously, the ball has to go in the bucket. The ball does have to go in the bucket, but it shouldn't be like every single night somebody scores 40 points. It should be like a big deal. Like, you shouldn't be able to score 43 points in the NBA on every single night. It should be exciting when people score 43 points, but the NBA is fantastic. And I watched the other night as Stephen, the Lakers duked it out. And as much as I hate to say it, it's over for Golden State right now, unless a miracle happens. Unless Andrew Wiggins decides to fucking play like he's being paid. Unless there's a trade. They just keep losing all the tight games. But it was great to see LeBron, who's 59 years old, and Steph go at it. There's been so many great games, so many brooms, so many highs and lows in that rivalry. That is a fucking rivalry of two great, great, incredible stars. And you wonder how long, how many more games like that the other night. Double overtime. They pushed each other to the brink again. Of course, the fucking Lakers won. But it was fun watching it. It was fun watching it. And you got to enjoy it while you can, because after Steph and LeBron, I don't know. It's going to be different for me. I'm always going to love the NBA, but that's been a long time. These are guys from the last generation of that ilk. It's going to be different. It's going to be sad when those guys go. But the NBA is in full swing. Super Bowl table is set. And Dick Stain, Donald Trump, talking about putting up big numbers. A lot of people said, Mike Rapp, you didn't say anything about Dick Stain, Donald Trump. You've said nothing about the numbers that Dick Stain, Donald Trump has to pay. 83 mil to E. Jean Carroll. 83. I don't care if you're a billionaire, a gazillionaire. I don't care if you're Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. I don't care who you are. I don't know what the fuck Trump is actually worth. I don't think he's a billionaire. But that stings. You did it to yourself, pig, dick, Donald Trump. You did this to yourself. You get no sympathy from anybody. You did it to yourself. $83 million the hard way. You fuck you. I don't even know what more I could possibly say about pig, dick, Donald Trump. I've said everything. I have said everything. I was on a rooftop screaming and yelling when you were found guilty for allegedly. Well, now it's not allegedly. The court found you guilty, you fuck, of sexually harassing, sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll, $83 million. The hard way, you fuck. You ain't got $83 million, pig dick Donald Trump. You ain't got 80. You got legal cases all over the fucking country and beyond. You ain't got $83 million sitting in a shoebox. You fuck you. And like I said, you could have pivoted. You had so many chances to pivot. You didn't want to fucking pivot because you can't help yourself because you're a deranged, sloppy pig dick. And people say, well, Mike Rapp, what about smoking Joe Biden? You could say what you want about smoking Joe Biden. He may or may not be sniffing little kids. You could say what you want about that crackhead, Hunter Biden. I've said it all. Crackheads gonna do crackhead shit. What more can I say? I've said everything. Talked about Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, cadaver Joe Biden, pig dick Donald Trump, miserable Melania, icky Ivanka, dick stain Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump Jr., the only one who was found guilty on Friday that now owes E. Jean Carroll $83 million is you, pig dick Donald Trump. You did this to your fucking self. And of course, he's going to try to tie up the courts. Of course, he's going to keep going back to court. He's going to do every single thing he possibly can to not pay that 83 large. And that's 83 large. We ain't talking about 83 grand. We ain't talking about 83,000. We ain't talking about 830,000. We're talking about 83 milli. Oh my God, you fucking dummy. You just couldn't fucking stop. And yeah, does E. Jean Carroll seem like she's not wacky? Of course not. She seems fucking nutty and loopy. But you did something, you fuck. You did fucking something. And they got you. Because that's what happens to big mouth fucks. You can't help yourself. So yeah, Joe's sniffing the kids. And yeah, Hunter's, you know, doing the yayo and the crack and all that fucking New Jack City, Tony Montana shit. But only you got to pay the $83 million. Only fucking you. That's on you, pig dick Donald Trump. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You know who I love watching play? You know who my favorite player to watch in the NBA actually is? And it's not because he's a New York Knick. I just love his style of play. And I haven't truly had a favorite player in the NBA. I mean, truly loved Patrick Ewing, loved Anthony Mason, loved Rod Strickland. Loved Mark Jackson on the Knicks. Who am I forgetting? I loved Carmelo, but I didn't. It's different. Michael Ray Richardson, Patrick Ewing, Michael Ray Richardson, Rod Strickland, Mark Jackson, Bernard King, Jalen fucking Bully Ball Brunson. Left-handed. This motherfucker is no joke. I loved him at Villanova. Loved him at Dallas. Loved him last year as a Knick, but I was watching him the other night and I was like, this is my favorite guy to watch in the league. And it's not because he's a Knick. The style of his play, the understated, fundamental grit, tenacity, left-handed, I'm lefty, Julius Randle, lefty, Bully Ball, OB, OG, the three of them motherfuckers, OG, Julius, and Jalen Brunson, they're on that Bully Ball shit. All three of them are on that Bully Ball shit. Julius is on that goon shit. And Jalen Brunson, who's like 6'2", maybe 6'3", let's say 6'3", he's on that shit. And he's on that Steph Curry, Patrick Mahomes shit. Like, he got that extra thing. Now, totally honestly, neither one of them is like super charismatic off the floor. No disrespect, not that you need to. I don't think Jalen Brunson gives a fuck about being super charismatic off the floor. But as far as on the floor, that motherfucker is about that shit. His head is on straight. And I love watching Jalen Brunson. That motherfucker is his style of play. Like, if I still played basketball, if I was a kid, I'd be like, yo, I want to play like this dude. It's attainable. He's not dunking. You know, he's got a little sauce, but it's like attainable sauce. It's like YMCA sauce. It's like if you play 3-on-3 in the park, you can do shit that Jalen Brunson does, or at least it's not like Michael Jordan. It's not like Steph Curry where he's shooting from half court. It's not like Zion Williamson. It's not like LeBron James. It's like, I want to play like Jalen Brunson. I could play like Jalen Brunson if I played. Anyway, I love watching him, and I haven't truly loved a New York Knicks style of play as much as I really love Jalen Brunson's style of play. And I love when Julius Randle, when he's focused, and OG, all three of them are on that goon shit. Like, they be bumping you in the chest, stepping back. That's New York basketball. I like that fucking team. That fucking team is fun to watch. And I haven't genuinely felt it and genuinely said that and genuinely loved a player as much as I love watching Jalen Brunson play for the New York Knicks. If you're a basketball fan, if you're not a basketball fan, yo, you can watch the New York Knicks and be like, I get it. What else is going on? A lot of controversy about the Academy Award nominations. Barbie. The great Margot Robbie. I guess I have to call her the great Margot Robbie. She made an incredible film. She made an incredible film, pop culture phenomenon, Barbie. And people love it, and it's made over $1 billion, and it didn't get nominated for Best Picture. She didn't get nominated for Best Director. Margot Robbie, the gorgeous, talented Margot Robbie, didn't get nominated for Best Actress. She played Barbie. She produced the film. She put the whole thing together. She got the rights to Barbie. Barbie didn't get nominated for Academy Award, but one of the most fucking dashing, charming devils to ever do it. This fucking Ryan Gosling, this fucking guy, woo, with those fucking dimples and that's, I fuck with Ryan Gosling. It sounds like he's a great, great actor, a great movie star, minds his fucking business, kicking fucking ass. I fuck with this guy, but this is motherfucker, man. Woo! I mean, this is a fucking good-looking, charming motherfucker on screen. Holy shit, with that smile. Great at drama. Great at comedy. They didn't nominate Barbie, but they nominated Ken. And people are losing their fucking minds about this. They're saying, how could you nominate Ken without nominating Barbie? How could you nominate Ken without nominating the director? Did they not nominate the great Greta Gerwig because she's a woman? We've come so far. Yet how far have we actually gotten? We've come so far, but we've gotten nowhere. And let me tell you something. I honestly could give two shits. Greta Gerwig, Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, they're going to all get more awards. They're all going to get more nominations and more success, and they should. The fact that last week in Hollywood media, entertainment media, there's more discussion about women's rights and women's place in Hollywood when there's still over 100 hostages in Israel is embarrassing to me. I'm sorry. It's fucking embarrassing to me. You're worried about Barbie. You're worried about Ken when there's real life Barbies, real life, beautiful young girls with their entire fucking lives in front of them. Real life Kens, charming, handsome, young, innocent, bother nobody, that are still in captivity over 115 days as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Real Barbies, real Kens, kidnapped. And you're worried about Ryan Gosling and Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie's nominations, and you say nothing about Israel? I don't know if they put the kibosh. It's like I said before, Hollywood, we talk about everything. When a pigeon dies, a penguin dies, trees, Black Lives Matter, Oscars so white, Oscars so black, Oscars so Asian, women's pay, trees, Native Americans, and nothing about the hostages. Nothing about the fact that it has been proven, it's documented, that these women are being raped, that women have been raped. You got nothing to say about that shit, and you're worried about Barbie and Ken nominations? Shit's embarrassing to me. The shit is embarrassing to me. The whole thing is a fucking mess. The whole thing is a fucking mess. And regarding this International Court of Jerk-Offs that came out the other day and said that Israel is not committing genocide. Basically, they said Israel's not committing genocide. They said that there does not have to be a court. There doesn't have to be a ceasefire. And the hostages must come home. They said Hamas. They never said Palestinians. Listen, this international court of jerk-offs, this international court of fucking blowjobs, this is a kangaroo fucking court. Okay? This court is like the court in New York. Whether you like them or not like them, Letitia James, Fannie Willis down there in Georgia, South Africa, they went through hell and high water. They fucking turned every page, lifted every stone, went through every document. They would have liked nothing more than to find Israel guilty of genocide. And they couldn't. They didn't. They said, come back in a month. I say, fuck you. While I'm recording this podcast, they're bombing Tel Aviv. I say, fuck the International Court of Jerk-Offs. Don't go back to the International Court of Handjobs. Don't go back for a second time until Hamas goes for a first time. But a Hamas will never go because this is not even a sanctioned fucking government. This whole fucking thing, this whole fucking mess, this whole situation is such a shit show. It is such a fucking mess. Such a fucking horrible fucking shit show. And it continues to go on. And my social media is being flooded by fake fucking robot accounts. Instagram, Facebook. Somehow there's got to be a place for the big boys, the big dick swingers like myself, to play around on social media. There's got to be a place where verified means verified. There's got to be a feature where if I don't want people following me with private accounts, I cannot have people follow me with private accounts. Verified shouldn't mean there's a picture of Captain America. You ain't Captain America, Duke. You ain't Ryan Gosling. You ain't the Black Panther. You're paying $11 a month to be on a social media account, verified, fronting like you're the Black Panther or Squidward, fronting like you're you ain't Captain America, you ain't Wonder Woman. I want to be on a social media account where it's social. We socialize. I'm Michael Rapaport. Here I am, motherfucker. You're whoever the fuck you are. Let's talk. It's social media. Fake social media. Hidden social media, verified accounts, but you don't show your face. You don't put your face on wax. It's a fucking dump. It's a dump hole. And Michael Rapaport's power rankings of the dump holes of social media officially are this. Number one, TikTok. When Pig Dick Donald Trump said, shut down TikTok, I know why he was saying shut down TikTok. It's a shit fling. It's a shit toss of anti-Jewish, China-owned bullshit. Number two, Twitter, Elon Musk. If these motherfuckers want to be verified, they must be verified. You can't pay to hide in plain sight where you could still say anything you want. Number three, Zuckerberg, Facebook. And number four, got to be Instagram, a real dump hole, a real shittle. Those are my power rankings of the shit flings of social media. TikTok is the bottom of the bottom. Twitter's second worst. Third is Facebook. And a fourth, of course, is Instagram. And you could switch three and four at any time. Anyway, what else? I don't fucking know. I'm going to be in Miami. Going to Miami. I'm going to chill down in Miami. I'm performing in Miami the 8th and the 9th. Then I'm performing in Jersey the 10th. And then we might be going back to Israel. Might be going back to Israel. Why? Because I got to go. I got to go. Might be going back to Israel in February. Anyway, Came, Saw, and Disrupted, Museum Quality, I Am Rapaport, Stereo Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the most disruptive podcast. The only podcast in the world where we pull 0.0 punches, for better or for worse. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Take us at it with something real nice. Take us at it with something real loud. but most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.